All right, we're going to bring in Pat Pagano now and take a look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Hello, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Now, before we get to the weather, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
When you watched the latest King Kong movie, Skull Island,
yes,
did you watch it all the way through the credits?
No.
Then you missed what I'm talking about. Do you have it on digital, or do you own it?
I don't have a copy. No.
Go to Amazon because it'll be free for you and go to the credits because after the credits end, they have a thing that you should see. There's a part of the movie that they put on after the credits.
You're kidding?
No, you've got to see it. And it'll explain everything about Godzilla and King Kong you need to know and the upcoming Godzilla movie.
Oh, okay.
I watched it again the other day, and I knew that I had seen something, but it wasn't at the end of the movie, so I let the credits roll, and then the credits finally go dark for about 5 seconds, and then boom, on comes this 2-minute segment that explains all about the upcoming Godzilla movie, about King Kong and Godzilla. You have to do that. You have to do that. That's my advice.
I will do that. I should tell you that I did get to watch Rampage.
Yeah, did you like it?
Friday night, loved it.
Yeah, it was fun.
Really, really loved it. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I liked it. I really did. I mean, you know, the plot may not be the greatest, but it's like you said, it's an action movie. It's done very well, and. You know, it's amazing how they get you to actually feel so sympathetic with the gorilla.
Yeah. What's great about it is it's an old-fashioned, it's like a Broadway show. A, it starts off. B, there's a crisis. C, the bad guys get hurt and the good guys win.
Yeah, good movie, good movie. I thought it was entertaining. In fact, I told my sister that when her grandson is down. You know, I said you could definitely let him watch it because you don't have to worry about anything obscene in the movie. She was great. So they did watch it and he liked it. He liked it. So that was good. Thank you for that recommendation. I'll also catch that other one for you, too.
All right. So
I'll let you know about that.
So now tell us about the forecast now. Yeah, we need to know. So we're back in last week's weather?
Not until tomorrow.
Okay.
So today, hazy sunshine. It'll get more humid. You'll be in the middle 80s. I don't even think there's going to be any rain tonight. I know you put a shower, a thunderstorm in the forecast. I don't think so. Low 70s. Tomorrow, there'll be breaks of hazy sun, sticky. Showers and thunderstorms fire up in the middle 80s. And once that happens, repeat that for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Sunday. Yeah, now, go ahead, tell me, oh, Pat, but we can't have rain this weekend because we have...
Pat, we can't have rain this weekend. We have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We have the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival. On Friday night, we have the Sharon on the Green book signing, which is one of the biggest book signings in Connecticut. Then on Saturday and Sunday, we have the Hotchkiss Library book sale. On Saturday, we have the Sharon on the Green Arts and Crafts Fair. I mean, need I go on any further? And on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Robin Hood Radio, the Bargain Barn, is going to have a booth at the Falcon Ridge Folk Festival where the Bargain Barn is going to be selling slightly used antique and vintage clothing, all the proceeds benefiting our 501c3 not-for-profit. So is it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is it just going to be thunderstorms or is it going to be heavy thunderstorms?
Well, on Friday, some of the thunderstorms could be heavy, and the best chance of that is in the afternoon. Okay, then on Saturday, which is the 4th, heavy thunderstorms again, especially afternoon, but cannot rule it out in the morning as well. And then Sunday, the activity will be less widespread. So it'll be more a scattered variety on Sunday. So out of the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, is looking less wet, and I would have to say right now Saturday looks the most wet, or the wettest. The wettest. That's the proper English. The wettest. And that could change. It's a tropical, you know, tropical air mass coming in again, and this is nothing short of what we have seen even last week. When I got to the lake on Saturday, I had my rain gauge out there. My rain gauge was filled to the top, 5 inches. So that was a lot of rain. The lake is up high, the waterfalls streaming very high. So things are good there as far as, any kind of drought. Because, August is a heat drought month for New England. Very, very, very often, climatologically, high pressure finds itself over either New York or Pennsylvania. And that's one of the reasons why it's usually very, very dry. The dog days officially end on the 11th. So we'll see what happens. I think around the middle part of August, we'll see some Canadian air return, but probably not until then. Nice. I like those apples.
Well, I guess I don't have any choice, do I?
No, you don't. You don't. The weekend was spent talking a lot about what's going on up at the lake, obviously, but also I got the two main characters of the movie that we're going to be working on, and we were able to sit down and watch the movie. They did enjoy it. They liked it. So I think that's going to work out. And, now I can't find the script anywhere, so it's going to mean sitting down and typing line by line by line, but that's my next project. And other than that, I have to tell you, things are nice and quiet.
Well, did you enjoy your day off yesterday?
No. I have to tell you no again. I have no luck. As you know, things have been happening every single Monday for me not to really have the day off that I'm supposed to have off for a couple of reasons, not only because of vacation, but, the good old doctor says that you got to calm down. But part of the family came up yesterday. I could not say no. What am I supposed to say?
You can't
come.
Right. Yep,
can't. They knew us off. So they told me that they would be here. They were leaving at 11. They'd be here at 12. They got here at 1:30. And they said, "Are you coming for lunch?" But they didn't. No, just for lunch. Okay, fine. We'll get a barbecue set up. So they get here at 1:30. Have the barbecue. It's 4:30. They're sitting all around. Nobody's making a move. I said, "What gives you?" He said, "Oh, we want to go to the Rockland Bakery to get the bread." I said, "It's 5 o'clock. You want to go now? It's rush hour." "Oh, well, how late is it open?" I said, "It's open." "Okay, go to the Rockland Bakery, get back at 6. What are we going to do now?" "I don't know. What do you want to do? We're in no rush." "Okay. How about we all go out to eat dinner?" I said, "Okay, fine." First, we had to find a restaurant. A lot of them were closed yesterday. And we found a restaurant. Pat got home at 9 o'clock last night. That was my day off.
So, yeah, it didn't work out good for you.
No, not at all. You know what, Marshall? Next time, I'm going to have to fib, and I don't do that. But next time they ask me, "Are you off again on Monday?" I'm saying, "Nope, I'm working." That's all. I'm just going to say I'm working.
Yeah, I think that would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah. I guess they feel they can't come up on the weekend because I'm at the lake. So they figured, well, if they have vacation time and if I'm off on Monday, they'll take advantage of that. Okay, great. Anyhow, so I got to sleep after 9 last night, and then I was up at 2:45.
That's not good.
No. It's not at all. This is, the doctor hears this, he's going to say, "This is definitely defeating the purpose." Yeah, I know. Okay. But anyhow, aside from that, any good movies coming out that you know of?
There's one that's good that looks like it's pretty good that has, that guy from Boston. They have all the burgers joints. Mark Wahlberg's in one.
Oh, Mark Wahlberg. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's an action movie, but it might be a little too violent for some people.
Okay.
That's the only one that I've seen. That's the only one that I've seen so far.
All right. So obviously, I won't be going to the movies anytime soon.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. There doesn't appear to be that much out there.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, that's about it, really. There's not much else.
Yeah, I guess if you don't want to catch up on the movies that are already out, then just wait.
Well, but with me, what I like to do is, of course, I wait until I catch up on whatchamacallit when they come out on Amazon Prime and stuff.
Right. You get it all from there, right?
That's when I do it. It's saves me a little dinero.
Yeah, dinero.
But a little,
A little dinero.
I'll go out and see Godzilla when it comes out.
Oh, I know you will.
I'll go out and see Godzilla, and then I'll also get it when it comes out on digital.
Right, and because and you really do want to see that on the big screen. You really do want to see that on the big screen.
They're all going to be in this Godzilla movie. Godzilla, King Kong.
King Kong is in it too?
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you. That's why you got to get that movie on Prime and watch, fast forward and go to the end. After the credits, you'll see, and you'll say, yep, Marshall's right. That's what she'll say. All right?
I will do that.
All right, Pat, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, take care, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center here on The Breakfast Club.